Didn't Clinton's Wikipedia just get scrubbed?
Yeah.
Literally last month.
Did you see what I made about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little bit more to it, but it was so weird to, I was filming a documentary about this whole thing. And then I pull up Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page because I'm trying to figure out how many times he flew on the plane or visited the island. And the entire, every mention of Jeffrey Epstein is suddenly gone from his Wikipedia page. So I went to the Wayback Machine, which is like it archives websites. And you know this, but they might not. And so it archives the history of websites. And I start going backwards in time. And it turns out that just like a month or like last month, suddenly all like 30-something references to Jeffrey Epstein got taken off. And what actually wound up happening is I went and looked up the editor that had edited the page and what they did.
Oh, you can see the editor.
Yeah, so Wikipedia is interesting because you can actually track every edit that's ever been made and you can track who edited it and then you can look at what other edits they've done and it was a really interesting dig. He's like, and that's where it's like, I found a super editor where every day, all day, all he's doing is editing. That's like, and it's all on these certain pages, like a bunch on Cale Starner, or however you pronounce the PM of the British guy, a bunch on, like he did some on Diddy's page, and most of them are kind of like unimportant, just kind of like, but the Bill Clinton one, what they did is they made a separate page called Bill Clinton's Connections to Jeffrey Epstein or whatever, and they moved all of the references over onto that page. So it's like, look, we didn't delete it. We just moved it over. We separated it because it's more organized. It's better, right? Huh. But then it's like, okay, so why the isn't there a link to that page on Bill Clinton's page?
Right.
Because like, let's rewind for a sec. Like, let's hold the phone because no one ever stops for enough time to realize that we like stop and think the United States of America's president from what, 1992 till 2000, that is 8 years. The president of the United States of America was actively blackmailed, sexually blackmailed by a foreign nation. And their spy, Jeffrey Epstein, was visiting the White House with women like 17 times or something officially. And then he's flying to this island and probably kids on camera. Like, sorry, you're going to have to do a lot of censoring here.
It's all good.
But like, that's the president of the United States of America. And he was overseeing some of the most important like peace talks. And like the Oslo Accords were massively important. And that was when the Oslo Accords, that's like the most recent sort of like, it was when Yasser Arafat and whoever was in, it might've been Bibi actually, whoever was in charge of Israel at the time, like peace talks to sort of determine the path forwards for the West Bank and Gaza and the settlements and the borders. It's like, that was a critical time for Israel's negotiations for what's going to happen going forwards.
Mm.
Right. That's the most famous photo, like, you know, the last 20 years in terms of that.
Right.
And Bill Clinton oversaw that.
Right. I remember this.
And Monica Lewinsky.
You got me in so much trouble with this one.
Dude.
I had my two CIA guys in here debating, and I brought up the Monica Lewinsky conspiracy, and they were like, Jesus Christ, Danny, you've been watching too much internet.
Yep.
You've been spending too much time on X with Ian Carroll.
All I'm saying is that this guy is actively blackmailed by an Israeli sexual blackmail ring. And suddenly, we have a leak that... And so the leak was that this Jewish woman has this sexual relationship with him. But then it turns out that actually there were allegations. I forget the exact words. I was just
because she was Jewish doesn't mean she was
it does not.
Massage.
It certainly does not. It's just a coincidence that as he's like, so if imagine if you are Jeffrey Epstein, right? Your goal is to have all this information hanging over Bill Clinton's head so you can leverage him. That's the whole point of a sexual blackmail operation. And so if he's doing something that you don't like, or if something important is coming up and he's not going the way you want, how do you control him? You either like think it through. You have to leak something. You have to show him that you mean business, right? Because otherwise your whole blackmail operation means nothing. If you don't actually force him to do what you want him to do when he's not going to do what you want him to do, you aren't blackmailing him. You have no power over him. And so if Bill Clinton is not going the way you want with the Oslo Accords or whatever it is, what we would see as the public is we would see a partial release of something that is partial sexual blackmail, like the Monica Lewinsky scandal. That's exactly the kind of thing, because it's not a career ending thing. It's not the kind of thing that is going to like totally blow the whole presidency up, but it's enough to be like, because he knows what else they have, right? And it turns out that there was like 30 hours of phone sex tapes that allegedly like someone had that didn't get released or something.
With him and Monica?
Yeah, exactly. And so there was, so essentially there's like, this woman just happens to have all this like recorded, and there's this whole scandal, and Whitney Webb goes into it in her book in a really good way. But basically, like, then it turned out that, like, oh no, maybe someone had bugged the White House, like Jeffrey. And so it's like, whoa, like these things all overlap where, like, if Jeffrey Epstein was sexually blackmailing Bill Clinton, that's the exact kind of thing you would leak to sort of fire a warning shot over his bow. And it's not so bad that it's going to end his career.
Is the idea that this has something to do with Pollard?
Like, well, Pollard was also during that time, as they were trying to pressure Bill Clinton to pardon Jonathan Pollard,
right?
And he ended up not doing it.
You found something. This is the Times of Israel. Netanyahu said to have offered Lewinsky tapes for Pollard.
Bingo.
What is the Times of Israel? Is that a legit website?
Yeah, it's literally a Zionist. It's one of the best websites for me to reference.
Zoom because, in a little all right, bit. Folks, it's like crazy a Zionist stuff. I'm going to go straight into your calls. We'll pull out of the clip. You can watch the rest. Ian Carroll's a genius. I highly recommend you follow him on X, YouTube, wherever he is. He's probably not even on YouTube anymore. Maybe he is. Surprised he's not banned yet if he isn't. But follow him on X. Brilliant man. He's been blowing up. We've had him on the American Journal. I hope that he comes in studio and Alex Jones has him on. I think Alex does want to have him. So maybe the crew can reach out to him and try to book that. But let's go to your calls. Dave in Arizona. Dave, you've been waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Appreciate the opportunity, Chase.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is a difficult subject for me. I've unfortunately lost contact with both my daughters, ages 20 and 24. My relationship with my mother is pretty strained as well because I support President Trump. And bigger than that, because I support we the people and our rights to have our votes and our voices counted. But we know that that's the nihilist Marxist way, right? They take everything and they twist it around. They've changed the meanings of words. You know, now we talk about illegal immigrants. We call them migrants. Mm-hmm. We talk about child's sex trafficking, when in fact a child could never consent. It's rape. It's violent rape of people. And sometimes those people are 20, 25 years old, but their indebted servitude suffers, right? I mean, they got a $30,000 debt over their head. They can't say no.
Yeah.
Well, not sex slaves. They're caught in the rape culture of the United States.
Yes.
It's not sex. They can never consent, right?
Right.
So it's, I mean, it's, like I said, it's the toughest thing. I haven't talked to either of my daughters in over 2 years. My 16-year-old moved out in 2020, the day after the election. She said, "Your guy lost, so you'll be unbearable." So she moved out.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Again, it everything is turned around. But you know what? We press forward. PCs, Jesse and I go to tons of political things. We're very active here. We're trying to teach the county of Maricopa how to can count so we can take our elections back. So we'll sacrifice everything, and I mean everything, for our republic, even for the people that don't respect us enough to value the decisions we make on their behalf.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. I appreciate your hard work, and I'm sorry that you've had that experience. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, what's on your mind?
Yeah, sir. I've told you before on your show, my mother hates me because of my political views for Trump, but what she really hates is that I've called into Alex Jones and the Infowars podcast over 400 times. And it's kind of like that song, Pink Floyd song that says, "I bought a guitar to punish my ma," but I call Alex Jones to punish my mom because she hates Alex Jones. And she also demanded that I take down the picture I have with Owen to stop the steal. And I said, "Hell no, I'm not taking it down. I'm going to put up more."
Amen, man. Well, I'm glad you got to get a photograph with Owen there. That's awesome. What else is on your mind? Think we're going to win in November?
I was thinking about those. What I really want to talk about was these migrant gangs. Not American citizens and even other gangs are being set up here and provoked. Anybody that defends themselves in that complex, they're going to prison, and the gang member is going to walk.
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy, and they try to act like nothing was happening. Then we had reports this week that this gang was being arrested for murders, and they'd been released, and that they didn't show up to their hearings when they were captured at the border. They were just released into the country. I mean, the evidence is just abundantly obvious that we are the victims of an invasion that is sponsored by our own government, and any denial that this is occurring is just an attempt to gaslight the American people. I don't understand why these people won't wake up, Bart. Well, what's going on?
This has been done by design, but if the police don't do anything, the citizens must stand up, and it's not violence if it's self-defense.
Well, Bart, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, and I love you. Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Trump rally that was in Wisconsin yesterday in Mosinee, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of in a sacred, interesting spot of Wisconsin in the middle of nowhere. Are you familiar with 4590 points?
Mm-mm.
So there are these points on the globe called 4590, and they're called like the corners of the globe, where there's you're at the 45th parallel and 90 longitude.
Okay.
And two of them are in the ocean. One of them is in the mountainous region of China, and the other one is in Wisconsin, and is right next to where Trump spoke. So it's kind of like the middle of the west northwestern hemisphere, if you can imagine it.
Okay. So and, are you saying that we should build a pyramid there that points straight up?
Well, right next door, there's a town called Rothschild, founded by the Rothschilds.
There you go.
And in Revelation 7:1, it talks about angels speaking on each corner of the earth. So I thought it was weird Trump is picking these type of significant occult locations, kind of like a wink and a nod, you know, before he spoke at in Racine, Wisconsin, which, as you were talking about with the pyramids, some people say is where the Gates of Osiris is, those people who believe that.
I tell you what, I know a woman from Racine, Wisconsin, and I would not be surprised if that town is the Gate of Hell.
It is a very weird place. It is a very weird place down there, you know? And I just thought it was weird that he was speaking in that location out of all the places to choose in Wisconsin. Yeah, it's in the heartland of Wisconsin, but like I said, it
was
kind of...
Well, so you think he was choosing it because it's got some astrological power? Is that what you're implying?
It more kind of makes me it more makes me think about like how Trump is way more smart and knowledgeable than he puts off about all the conspiracy and out there wild stuff.
Yeah, well, I've started to pick up on that too with some of his posts on Truth Social, and I don't want to get into it on this network on the air. I'm happy to talk to you about it one-on-one, but if you really pay close attention, you see that there's some stuff that comes from Trump that is definitely more meaningful than initially meets the eye. Jack, thank you so much for your call. Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, what's up?
Hello, Chase. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Excellent. Chase, we're calling you on the War Loomer Fan Club live stream right now. This
okay.
is Bill. I'm in Wisconsin. I run it from Laura.
Great.
And what I wanted to do is talk about a story. Thank you with this other Wisconsin caller back to back. Also, in Wisconsin, Chase, where we're based, on the, let me pull it up, I'm on my live right now, the Loomer Fan Club writer, Deb, who contributes to the Loomer Fan Club, wrote a story about the Wisconsin controversial radical leftist, Kirk Banksbed, owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, has organized a 12-city get-out-the-vote tour starting September 10th, Tuesday, to recruit volunteers to help Harris Walls get elected. The tour is coinciding with the release of this seasonal Feist beer they call Antifa Oktoberfest. Fist, okay? Mm-hmm. So let me pull this down and just throw it back to you here real quick. And I'm running this. This is really cool that we're doing this. So I'm kind of new at this, so bear with me.
That's okay.
That's what we're wanting to talk about. So I don't know how much you want me to talk to you, but what Laura then, she took the article, and you go to Laura's Twitter, and you're going to see the exclusive Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz presidential campaigns partner with pro-Antifa brewery to raise funds for pro-Kamala Harris billboard campaign and volunteer recruitment in Wisconsin.
Well, maybe that's why they bailed them all out, because they just wanted to recruit them all for their campaign.
Yeah, and here's to kind of make a long story short, but this is this Kirk Banksbed. This guy is connected to Planned Parenthood, Citizen Action of Wisconsin, and the Democrats, and Mark
and,
Elias.
And Satan. Don't forget Satan.
Mark Elias. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we know that all these organizations are all in bed with one another, or they're intimately entrenched with one another, whether it's Antifa, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's the Democratic Party, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's any entity within the military-industrial complex or the political-industrial complex, they are all in bed together. It is an intertwined web of globalist, anti-human, satanic trash, and they all bail each other out, and they all scratch each other, pat each other on the back, they all celebrate each other, and they all propel each other, and then they stand up for each other and defend each other and bail each other out so that they can enact this policy of chaos upon our republic for the sake of weakening national sovereignty as a notion altogether, so they can conglomerate all political power into one globalist new world order, one world government. That is the goal. The goal is to weaken every sovereign nation's government. It's why they hate Russia. It's why they hate China. It's why they hate the United States of America. I'm no particular fan of some of the things Russia does, or certainly some of the things that China does. I don't like communism whatsoever. But the reason the leftists in power in this political class hate national sovereignty so much is because true globalism cannot exist if there is any sovereign nation, because it stands as an example of the way things can be done better, can be done with more justice. And as long as that example exists, they cannot hijack the minds of all the people in a monopolistic fashion. That's what's really going on. They're trying to have a monopoly, not only over all the property that you have, all the money that you have, all the information that you consume, over your soul itself, but they're trying to have a monopoly over your mind as well. That's why this network, InfoWars, has had the slogan for years that there is a war on for your mind, because there is. I mean, it's gotten to the point with Alex Jones where they're not just trying to shut down InfoWars. They are trying to hijack his name altogether. They want to take his personal social media accounts, and they want to claim private property rights over all the broadcasts that we've given away for free, licensed to the public for free for 30 years, so they can scrub the entire internet and memory hole everything or anything that he's ever said, and then do copyright strikes on anyone that uploads any of his content historically throughout history on any account, on any platform whatsoever. They are trying to delete the truth from existing on the technology that we call the internet altogether. And so just as they're in bed with one another and they bail each other out and they scratch each other and pat each other on the back and they help each other out and they conspire together to take over the world in a meaningful, political, and pragmatic way, so they try to hijack the minds of individuals. And you know that they're gaining ground, because we've arrived at a place in our civilization where we're actually losing friends and family over political differences that are not alienating to us. We who understand the truth, who seek the truth, who project and speak the truth to the best of our ability, are willing to be friends and family members with these people that we disagree with. They're the ones that write us off. They're the ones that eradicate us from their lives. They're the ones that cancel us, that subjugate us, that imprison us, that persecute us, that shame us, that refuse to hire us, that fire us, that sponsor the invasion of our country, of our neighborhoods, of our land, the gang takeovers of our apartment complexes. They are attempting to conquer every aspect of humanity itself with the satanic death cult that is leftist globalist policy. And it's working to a large extent. There are just a few places that are fighting the war on the front. There's the Tucker Carlsons. There's the Alex Joneses, there's the InfoWarses, there's the Joe Rogans to a large extent, that are actually making some sort of a meaningful effort to combat this cult of lies that is seeking to just hijack humanity itself, to take the humanity out of humans, so that even as we draw breaths, we are dead, walking dead, literally the walking dead on the surface of this planet. That is what they are attempting to do, and that's why you have to fight like hell. And if you think that the risk of fighting is too great, just wait until you see the risk of not fighting hard enough. If you think it's too risky to come out and tell the truth, or to express your political beliefs, or to express your animosity or antagonism toward this evil, if you're too scared of losing your job or your friends, or Thanksgiving being too awkward with your relatives who are retarded and don't agree with you about blatantly obvious facts of political reality right now, Just wait until you see what happens because you didn't fight hard enough. Wait until you see what happens because you didn't go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air. Wait until you see what the world looks like when there isn't freedom of speech on X, when networks like InfoWars are not only canceled, shut down, and closed, but everything they've ever published is illegal to post on the internet through copyright laws. Wait until you see what the world looks like then. Because the injustice will be so great that, yes, your relatives and friends will finally understand and agree with you. But by that point, it'll be too late because they'll be in food lines, because they'll be starving, because they'll be in FEMA camps. In camps that are well documented. We've showed the reports. We've showed the documents from the highest levels. We've had whistleblowers from the inside come out time and time again on this network, on the various shows, and talk about the camps and the plans and the layouts for the camps. They've literally got sections for recreation and ping pong tables. They've got re-education rooms where they want to educate you on why you're a right-wing extremist. They've got all the details of what basically seems like an outline for an Auschwitz or an internment camp for the Japanese from World War II. All the outlines. And they don't even specifically state in these documents that these camps are exclusive for war zone areas or for foreign wars. They could be applied here to the United States of America. By the time you're going to the camps, it's too late. You didn't fight enough. And even though your family will then understand and your friends will then understand if they're not actually working as Gestapo on behalf of the state, it's too late. So the time to fight is now. Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, I got a story from you from about 8 years ago.
All right.
I used to sell cars at a Toyota dealership. It was a big one, about 20 guys working there. And we'd hang out front waiting for customers, and we'd be talking. And we all had our phones, so I'd listen to InfoWars and stuff and do my fantasy football, stuff like that. Well, anyway, one day I mentioned the word Alex Jones. And one of the guys who was a
all the car alarms just started going off the entire lot.
Oh man! Wait, listen, yeah, and then some. So this one particular guy, I won't say his name, but he had been wounded in Afghanistan. He took an IED through a Humvee and kind of blew his hip off. He was a great guy. I trained with him, and we were friends. But he heard the name Alex Jones, and it seemed to trigger him like a canine dog would be triggered by, you know, kill.
Oh no!
He flipped out. He was coming after me, and he changed his whole face. His whole personality change. It took two guys to hold him back, and I was
even if he had a blown up hip, and it took two guys to hold him back.
Yeah, he was a big guy. He was, you know, about a 5'10", 250-pound bowling ball kind of guy.
Yeah,
and he flipped. He limped around. He could walk, but he limped.
Yeah,
and they had to hold him back, and I was confused. And they said, "What'd you say to him? What'd you say to him?" I said, "I don't know. All I said was talking about InfoWars," and I said Alex Jones, and he flipped out again. And they had to hold him back at the name of Alex Jones, and everybody was freaked out at this point. They dragged him inside. They came back out to me and said, you know, tried to order me not to say it again. And by this point, I'm kind of pissed because I'm like, I'm not going to hold my tongue.
Alex Jones.
So he came back out and he said, well, you know, just don't say that. Don't say. I said, say what? Alex Jones? Again, he blows up. I mean, and they drag him in and they said, you know, we're not going to hold him back again. If you say it again, we're going to let him out.
So what was the deal? And why was he so pissed off?
I think it's because in Afghanistan, I think some of the units to train the soldiers before battle, that's their kill word. These guys are brainwashed, and they use the name Alex Jones.
That was their kill word? Is that what he said, or is that your speculation?
No, that's my speculation because he had no idea. This guy had never heard of InfoWars. He didn't even know why he was triggered by the name of Alex Jones. It really melted him down a bit after that. We didn't talk much after that.
Wow.
So
they used Alex Jones as the kill word. Maybe it's because Alex Jones was so vehemently opposed to the war in Afghanistan. So they just wanted to trigger all the military to hate.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
And I had the same experience with the name David Icke when I was doing a National Geographic episode with a group of Brits. And it was just like, you know, if you say the name Alex Jones, everybody goes, oh, gay frog. Well, as soon as you say David Icke to a bunch of Brits, they go, oh, the queen's a lizard. That's all they know about. That's all they know.
It's so true, though.
It wasn't quite as frightening as the Alex Jones, but the David Icke, they didn't want to talk about that guy anymore. So I think that they were high-level people. I think there's brainwashing going on, and these guys are...
That's wild. Well, I heard this year, because we had some people, some whistleblowers that infiltrated Bohemian Grove again this year, some young kids did a great job. Alex met with them up there, and they said that there are still posters all over Bohemian Grove that have Alex's face on them to watch out for him, even, you know, after all these years. Can you believe that?
Wow, I can. I mean, so
you know, you get to work with a guy. We know the guy's a hero. The stress he's under is unbelievable, but it's even a layer deep. So you can ever, if anybody can do anything nice for AJ, do it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Daryl. I appreciate it. Joe in New York. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase.
Yes.
Chase, what do you think about Kamala Harris being endorsed by Putin?
Was the endorsement kind of like serious or was it satirical? Do you think he did it just to harm her?
Well, I think it is satirical. However, I think it might be interpreted as an official endorsement, and it's going against the grain of what Joe Biden, who denounced Putin, had said in the past about him. So I'm just curious to ask what you're asking.
I think it was a troll. I think Putin is just messing with her. You know, I remember when that neo-Nazi in, I think Loomer got it on video, endorsed Joe Biden. Because he's like, yeah, Joe Biden's sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. I love that he's funding the Nazis in Ukraine. It was literally a neo-Nazi. He was a skinhead. And he was like, I support Joe Biden for president of the United States. And that blew up a little bit. And the left says, oh, he was just being sarcastic, you know, to try to make Joe Biden look bad. And I'm wondering about this Putin thing. I think it was a troll. I don't think it was a serious endorsement. Frankly, I don't even think that Putin does any formal public endorsements of foreign leaders. Obviously, Russia has an intelligence community that acts in the interests of Russia and interferes in elections all over the world, just like our intelligence community does. But I just kind of, when I saw that story about his endorsement, I just thought it was kind of a viral anomaly. I didn't really take it very seriously, Joe.
Understood, but I'm just wondering what the outcome is going to be with the controversy coming down the road. Yeah. And one more thing, Chase, could you please tell the monitors to let me post?
Are you banned on Band?
Yeah.
All right. What's your handle? Let me see if I can fix it. I can fix it after the show.
23Shlomo. 23Shlomo. If you can do that, that would be
great. We have some automatic systems in place that sometimes they make mistakes. So I'll see if I can fix that. Thank you for letting me know, Joe. I'll do my best. Will in California. Will, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Love the rant there, last caller. Hey, simple solutions to two problems. We all know election integrity is basically an oxymoron these days. But with RT and free speech, obviously the target in this recent threat of Russian election interference, the solution is simple. One day voting, paper ballots, voter ID. There, problem solved, right?
Done.
Same issue with gun control. Triggers never pull themselves. Prosecute and incarcerate the criminals. Enforce laws on the books. Arm the guards and teachers at the schools. There you go. Problem solved. It's simple, right?
Absolutely, Will. I think it's all brilliant. I love it. And, you know, this whole thing with Tenet Media, I'm reluctant to discuss it because I want all the facts to come out before I say anything. But we have a situation. This is clear already. We have a situation in which we have the Fang Fangs and other Chinese spies, even in the last 10 days, Chinese spies have been charged and arrested for working within democratic actual administrations or actual democratic campaigns. So the left repeatedly over years gets caught employing actual Chinese spies. Our academic institutions get caught repeatedly over years actually employing or enrolling as students Chinese spies, caught over and over again. And then we have an instance where allegedly some Russian individuals are funding a company in America, which then itself pays for influencers to make their own content. And somehow that's an example of Russian collusion or interference. I mean, it's such a stretch, especially compared to the CCP's influence over Tim Walz and Comrade Kamala. It's unbelievable, folks. More calls on the other side.